Historians occasionally wrote to John Babcock after the war for his estimates on the number of soldiers in Lee's army. Babcock's intelligence was still considered a reliable source. He tried to retrieve his records from the Sturgis Rifles in Illinois, and at one point to obtain an appointment as a civil service clerk so he could write a history of the Information Bureau. He exchanged regular letters with Sharp's son Henry to pursue the idea, but nothing came of the effort, and Babcock eventually settled in Mount Vernon, New York, where he set up a practice as an architect. Still an avid sculler, Babcock helped create the National Association of Amateur Oarsmen, which later became the U.S. Rowing Association. He invented the sliding seat used in sculling boats. With two other men, he also helped found the New York Athletic Club in 1868 and was elected its first vice president. His health began to decline in 1905. He found bicycle riding improved it some. He died of a stroke in 1908. Shortly before Christmas in 1899, Sharp took the train to New York City to spend the holidays with his daughter and her husband at their townhouse on East 39th Street. He fell seriously ill just after New Year's Day. Sharp, who was overweight, underwent surgery, but because of his advanced age, he did not survive. He died the night of January 13, 1900, with his daughter and two sons at his bedside. A large crowd, many of them old soldiers, assembled for his funeral on January 16th at the Sharp family home on Albany Avenue in Kingston. The battle-scarred flag of the 120th Regiment covered his casket. Uptown schools were let out early so teachers could attend the service. The American flag flew at half-staff at all the schools. Reverend Dr. J.G. Van Slyke delivered the eulogy. "The homage which the world is waiting to pay is due in part to the superior compass of his intelligence," Van Slyke said of Sharp, "in part to the embellishments of culture which draped his native vigor, and in part to the astounding generosity of his heart." Sharp was buried in the family plot at Wiltwyck Cemetery, a spot at Kingston's Academy Green on the corner of Albany Avenue and Maiden Lane, was later selected for a memorial to be erected honoring the spymaster, but it was never built. At the 120th annual reunion in 1912, Sharp's son Severin and his little daughter passed out bronze medals with a bas relief of the general to the 88 members of the regiment still alive.